தேர்தலுக்கு இன்னும் சில நாட்களே இருக்கின்ற இந்த நிலையிலே பல தொகுதிகளில் இறுதி வெற்றியாளர் யார் என அறுதியிட்டு கணிப்பிட முடியாத தொகுதிகள் காணப்படுகின்றன. அப்படியான தொகுதிகளில் உள்ள சில வேட்பாளர்களை சந்தித்தேன். பல இன்னல்களுக்கு மத்தியில் இங்கு வந்து வாழும் புலம்பெயர் தமிழர் ஏன் உங்களுக்கு வாக்களிக்க வேண்டும், அவர்களுக்காக கடந்த காலங்களில் நீங்கள் என்ன செய்தீர்கள் என்ற கேள்வியை முன்வைத்தேன். டேவிஸ் கப் டென்னிஸ் போட்டியிலே 13 தடவைகள் ஆஸ்திரேலியாவை பிரதிநிதித்துவப்படுத்தி விளையாடிய முன்னாள் டென்னிஸ் வீரரும் 2010 இருந்து வினலோன் தொகுதி பாராளுமன்ற உறுப்பினராகவும் இருக்கும் லிபரல் கட்சியின் ஜோன் அலெக்சாண்டர்,
I think there's a lot of discussion about various parts of the community, but I think there's two aspects to why somebody should vote for a candidate. One is what that candidate does in their local community and the party that that candidate represents. And so I'll talk to the second part first. We have had a period of time under Labor government where we have had uncertainty, instability, and as Tony Abbott put, a deficit of trust. We have had a lot of promises, but those promises simply have not been kept. If you look at the promises of surpluses, in 6 years, there's been 6 years of surplus promises, but in fact not one surplus delivered. There has been promises to stop the boats, but it was in fact this government that started the people trade again. And in our local community, there was a promise prior to the last election that there would be $2.1 billion to build the Epping to Parramatta railway line, but now that does not exist. And so a very important part to all people, especially Sri Lankans who have such a strong sense of what is right and trust, that not to be able to trust your elected officials is a very, very difficult circumstance to deal with. And then I would say that as a local member, my first promise was to listen to the community. And the second and third promise was to listen and listen again. And then respond to community needs. And that's exactly what I have done. We have seen a situation in schools where not all children were enjoying the opportunity to play together because they didn't all play the same sport. We introduced table tennis into all 40 schools, which gave the opportunity for children of all different cultural backgrounds to engage with each other with this simple sport. We have looked at the problem of businesses, small businesses having difficulty, and we've taken direct action to assist small businesses. And I think that's an important thing for your local member to engage with you, to be available, to go to your functions, to listen to people from every part of the community, and then to be able to respond is a very important thing. This is what I have done. I want to be judged on my record. I don't want to be judged. I don't think the electorate should make judgment on what is promised. Betty Curry, are you talking about asylum seekers or are you talking about normal immigration?
Actually, the both.
Both. Well, we have made it very clear that what our policies are regarding asylum seekers. And to clarify that anyone who arrives, regardless of where you come from, if you destroy your papers in seeking asylum here, you will never be granted permanent residency. And I think that's a very strong message to give to people, that if you want to come to Australia, you must come the correct way. We have three priorities of immigration. One is people with skills, two is family reunion, and three is humanitarian. It is very important that we can control our borders so we can prioritise a genuine humanitarian considerations. Very nice talking with you.